Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The September issue of any fashion magazine is always significant because, you know, it's the beginning of the new season and numerous designers around the world are unveiling their autumn and winter collections. Well, honey, people on social media have been singing the praises of multiple magazines for showcasing a variety of celebrated Black women as the cover stars of their September issue this year. Those featured include Beyoncé for U.S. Vogue, Tracee Ellis Ross for Elle, Zendaya for Marie Claire, Rihanna for British Vogue, and Tiffany Haddish for Glamour. The range of covers have been described as monumental on Twitter because it highlights the importance of the representation of diversity. You know, Beyoncé once stated early in her career that she'd been informed Black people didn't sell on magazine covers. Clearly, that's a myth they tried to perpetuate because we know when sales are down in any genre, they put Black folks in to bring them back. It always works, and watch what happens to the sales of all of these magazines. Ka-ching! And Meghan Markle, poor girl, had a birthday and she has made it clear she refuses to be manipulated by her father's emotional blackmail after he has once again heartlessly said that she has cut him off and that he would be better off dead. Well, enough already. Meghan has been talking to her close friends and she cannot understand for the life of her why he is digging such a deep hole for himself and saying things like that. You know what? It was the one birthday gift she wanted from him, and that was to stop talking to the press. Well, she's been talking to her friends, and apparently she feels that she won't be reaching out to him anytime soon because she can't even trust him to keep their conversation private. I don't blame her. I'm sure he'd be talking to somebody. Well, the friends say that this is not the first time Meghan has had to deal with her daddy's self-pity. Behavior like this doesn't happen overnight, and actually, why do you think her parents got divorced in the first place? Well, that's what one source told DailyMail.com. And it does make you wonder, though, if her mother, Doria Ragland, has contacted him. Maybe she could get him to shut up. Well, probably not. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.